traditional brokerage is done. If the fees are reduced, it is not plausible from a financial perspective. The cream is going to rise to the top. It's going to eliminate the majority of realtors and the really, really good ones who you want to pay. They're the ones who are going to be left.
Welcome to the Get Real Podcast, your high octane boost of full on reality therapy for personal, business, and investing success with your host, Ron Phillips, because somebody's got to tell it like it is.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Get Real Podcast. Ron Phillips, Heather Marchant here for another awesome episode. I think this one's going to be fun. We're going to talk about some law changes, settlements.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff. This should be really, really fun. Strap in.
You've especially been predicting this for a long time, Ron. We've talked about this a few times.
Yeah, look, the real estate market has been poised to change. Time out. Not the market. The way properties are marketed. I mean, this has been coming for a long time.
I just looked up the episode where we talked about this lawsuit. Was episode 253. And I'm trying to figure out when it aired. It was a long time ago. Months ago. So... oh, November 6th. We talked about it last. I'm going to see if I can find.
Yeah. And I think we've been talking about generally speaking, that this was going to change even before this lawsuit. Listen, the lawsuit started in 2019, I think. So I think we've talked about this in prior shows too, but it is about time. Now, I am a realtor. Heather's a realtor. So I think we can speak about this. And by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about the National Association of Realtors. Some MLSs, a handful of brokerages, all were sued in a class action stating that they colluded basically to set real estate commissions and that they forced sellers to pay for buyers' agents, all of which is true. I mean, it's true. That's why almost everybody had settled already, except for National Association of Realtors and some multiple listing services, because most of the multiple listing services are owned by the NAR anyway. Well, technically, that's not true. They're owned by the local version of the NAR, which is owned by the NAR. So they are. I mean, let's just all put it out there. They're owned by the NAR.
Like my Utah license, for example, because I live here. I had a license here before, and I didn't know what to do with it. Because if I hung it at a broker, I didn't want it to lapse, because it's 120 hours to get the license. I wasn't really actively using it. But if I hung it with a broker who was part of the NAR, I had to pay a ton of fees. I was going to keep it active, just not do a ton with it. I didn't want to have it lapse and have to redo all the coursework again. So it was like $2,000 a year just because of the NAR.
And that's part of what the lawsuit says, right? Is that there's all this forced collusion. This was an antitrust lawsuit. So this is a big deal. Okay. They had lost already. I mean, this thing was going to be $1.8 billion on antitrust, which is potentially three times that. It would have annihilated everything, right? I'm not sure how they afford the $418 million settlement, because as far as we know, they net about $20 million a year-ish, somewhere around there, less than 50. This thing's supposed to be paid over, I think, 4 years, it said. I don't know how in the world the math works on that. Without raising dues, I don't know how in the world you afford to do that. I just don't. But that's not the main thing here. So if you've been on Facebook, TikTok, name your social media, there's a ton of posts about this. At least in my world. My world is legitimately, there's a lot of real estate people on my feet. So maybe this hasn't touched your life quite, but there's a lot of talk about 6% just being over. As part of this suit is that they cannot force sellers to pay buyers commissions anymore. And so people were saying, well, 6% is over. This is like, it's the greatest thing ever. I think the main thing there is that they can't force anybody to do that. Doesn't mean as a homeowner, I can't say I'll pay 6 and split 3, or I'll pay 5 and split 2.5, either way. It means they can't force them. That's the big deal. It also prohibits agents' compensation for being included on listings. On the multiple listing service, it's always been behind the screen for the agents. They could always see what you were making on a house, right? Everybody knew. Well, they can't do that anymore, okay? They also can't force agents, like Heather was just saying, to be on the multiple listing service. They can no longer force agents to be there. And They can't force agents to share commissions on there.
Well, I think the other thing too that people may not think about if you're not in the real estate world all the time is if you put a listing up and you say, I'll pay the buyer agent in the old school, right? You put it on the listing and say the seller is paying 2.5% or 2% on the buyer's side, they just wouldn't show the listing. Or if you weren't part of the association, they'd try to avoid your listing so that you weren't successful unless you played the game.
Yep. Look, I've been a realtor since, I think, 2005. When I got my license and I realized this cabal, I've been pissed the whole time. I don't like being forced to do things anyway.
That's not your personality.
Not really my nature. I don't like it. I've referenced in some of my posts and answers to questions that the NAR is kind of like the mafia and the MLSs are kind of like the capos. I just dislike how the whole thing was structured. So this, for me, I'm thrilled that this happened.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely thrilled that this happened. It is about time that there was some competition inside of the realtors, and especially in the local associations. Because if you don't want to play their game, you can't list properties. You literally can't work as a realtor unless you want to pay up. And then if one person joins, the whole team has to join. Every single person has to join.
No exceptions.
It almost feels like a union.
Yes. I'm like, so if I don't use the MLS in Utah, I have to join? They're like, yes, you do.
Yeah.
And you have to pay every month and you have to pay every year for annual dues. And I was like, but I don't use it. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's been unbelievable. Now, the real question is, what does this mean to realtors, brokers, everyday people? So let's kind of break down what we think. Like, Heather and I will just say what we think. Like, nobody really knows yet, but we'll say what we think. Okay. This article cracks me up. So there's two separate articles that I read. They both said the exact opposite.
Oh, interesting.
This one says that real estate commissions are expected to fall by 25 to 50%. The other one said that realtors are going to make more money now.
It's a good point.
I don't even know. I'll just tell you what, we'll like go back and forth, point, counterpoint kind of a thing.
Okay.
I think the biggest piece of this is that with the MLS not being able to force membership, it collapses or becomes very irrelevant. That is what I believe. I believe that big tech has been waiting, salivating, and probably helped fund or had some part in this class action, because this opens the door massively for Zillow and Redfin and Compass, you name it. All of those sites that have been fighting for this data and not being able to get the data and being firmly stiff-armed by multiple listing services in the NAR. Well, now the field has been completely wiped away and the game is starting over again. Except for the tech companies are way ahead, because most of the multiple listing services are so antiquated.
It's true.
From a tech perspective, they are crap on a stick.
Yeah.
And they've been force feeding it to realtors for a long time.
That's why this is an antitrust thing, Ron, because there's now competition. People can get in the game and make it better, which sounds awesome to have multiple choices. Sounds amazing.
So here's a few other things I think will happen. Okay. Everybody is bemoaning the fact that there will be a lack of representation for new home buyers because they can't afford to pay the commissions for the buyers. I don't think that's really what's going to happen. I think that there will be some very creative brokerages out there who will solve this problem. And there's a myriad of different ways you could solve this problem. The first being what I talked about earlier already. I just think about this. How many times has the listing agent actually sold my house? Net zero. Now, that doesn't mean that they haven't been worth every dime I paid. They really were. And they helped me negotiate and all of this. I mean, just I've gone on and on about that in another episode. But none of them have actually sold my house. It's all been buyer's agents who've actually sold my house. So I don't think that this settlement is going to eliminate participation by brokers. But I do think there's going to be some negotiation now. Now it's who brings the most value is going to get paid the most.
Which is why I think that the articles you read could both present good cases, because I think in some instances, real estate agents can negotiate up. And in some instances, they're going to negotiate down, probably because that's easier than negotiating up.
Now, Heather, there's also all of this talk about that the real estate prices have been artificially inflated for so long, and that now the house prices won't be artificially inflated. And the reason for that is because there's not going to be this additional 3%. So house prices are probably going to fall by 3%. But I don't think so.
I don't think so.
The house prices aren't set by the buyer's agent anyway, first off. Somebody else was like, well, can't the buyers just finance it into the loan? And there was a mortgage guy who said, well, no way. Like, that's completely absurd. You can't do it. It's illegal. And then the next comment was, haven't they been financed into the loans the entire time? Answer, yes. They absolutely have been financed into the loan every single time.
Yeah.
So look, we got a few months to see how this thing actually shakes out for the first-time buyers. But I think that representation for them will be fine. I'm just grateful that now people are going to have to actually go out there, use their brains.
Yes.
Think through how to solve for these problems, because we're going to get better solutions now that there's competition. This is how the market is supposed to work, people.
Yes. A free market where people can use creative strategies and think, like you said, open their brain, use their brain, think about other options. Because before it was, no, you don't get to think. You have to follow this road. You have to go down this path and there's no exceptions.
Yeah. On the show many, many times, I've said that the traditional brokerage is done. This has been years. I've been saying traditional brokerage is done. And this puts another nail in the coffin of the traditional brokerage. If the fees are reduced, the traditional brokerage model is not plausible from a financial perspective. It's just not. The actual brokerages don't make a ton of money. And most realtors don't make a ton of money either. So I think the cream is going to rise to the top. It's going to eliminate the majority of realtors, and the really, really good ones who you want to pay, they're the ones who are going to be left over.
I agree. And I just looked, Ron, the first episode that it looks like we talked about the NAR was episode 19, back in May of 2019.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And listen, before that, before this lawsuit even happened, I've been saying this for a long, long time. It's so antiquated. I look at this and I think to myself, okay, big tech has this big wide door. They're going to come in and they are going to transform the way that we transact homes. This is going to become simplified, as it should. It is so complex to buy a house right now. It doesn't have to be that. I have said for years as well, I believe blockchain technology is going to replace title companies. Look, big tech has been sitting outside. They'd be getting their hand slapped every time they reach in and try to do something in here by the NAR. The NAR just got clobbered over the head by a mallet, and tech is salivating. They're just like, oh my gosh. They have been thinking for years of ways to make this all better for everybody involved. Some people are going to lose their jobs. But honestly, people, they should have lost their jobs a long time ago. That's the reality of the situation.
I think this is going to bring so many good things. I'm curious who's behind the lawsuit. You don't know who sued the NAR?
Well,
because I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a whole bunch of people, supposedly.
Yeah.
That just somehow magically got together. I'm telling you. I don't know this for a fact, people, so I'm just speculating. But my guess is, I mean, usually on a class action like this, somebody has to drive the class. And my guess is that there's some big tech fingerprints on this thing somewhere. Because look, without this, they're stuck on the outside, gathering data, doing their thing. Zillow tried hard to play with the NAR. And the minute that they tried to turn the juice on, the NAR was like, whoa, we're not having that. We're not having that. We're going to stop giving you any data. You can't have this. I'm pretty sure Zillow is going to get the last laugh. Their stock did go down, however, when this was introduced. And that is because of the way that they have been interacting with the realtors. But they're going to turn this around quick. I think their stock will come back. So don't go buy Zillow stock and say, Ron told me to buy Zillow stock. It's not what I said.
Well, I think it was interesting that their stock dropped, right? Like Zillow and Redfin, but home builders stocks went up, right? It's interesting.
Yeah.
I think everyone's going to win.
In the same article that said that the house prices were going to go down, the home builder stock went up. Come on. None of this makes any sense.
That's true.
But look, the NAR has been kind of on fire for years. I mean, we've had, what, two different directors? We've had all kinds of scandals.
Yeah.
Look, it's time. It's time, people. It's time. I couldn't be more thrilled that this happened. And you just wait. You just wait and watch the innovation that's going to come out of this. I truly think that some of the best, most convenient buying of homes is now on our doorstep.
Good point. Mm. It's going to be beautiful.
And it's great for the tech company that we've built. I mean, if I'm being completely candid here, it's great for us. Just flip sides of this coin, right? If you deregulate house selling, then quote unquote, people are going to get sued. You take away all of this realtors. The whole reason the NAR and all of this realtor stuff started in the beginning is because people were getting taken advantage of. And they wanted to, I don't know, create a set of standards. Most realtors, I think, live up to those standards. You still got probably the same amount that you had back in the day that don't. You just have an R and they're still slime bags. So I don't really help a whole lot. But it sure complicated buying and selling a house.
Yeah.
That's what it did.
It's true.
So to the extent that we can deregulate and keep things safe for buyers and sellers, I think it's a beautiful, magical thing.
I will add something that I didn't realize, that a builder I met with, he said to get a construction loan, he has to have a realtor that he's hired. And that's just part of the bank's requirements, and that they have to be part of the NAR, all that stuff, to be a realtor, obviously. And so you have all of those things that are stripped away now, allowing some flexibility and not having to follow down that road we talked about in order to be compliant, even with construction loans, you guys. And
so silly.
Yeah, taking that away from builders, allowing hopefully some more building to happen. When I was just out in Oklahoma last week and talking about the amount of fewer permits, it's like 50% of what it should be. The cities are just difficult getting permits through. And then you add to it that you have complicated construction loans right now that just makes it so difficult to get ahead with building.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if a couple of these massive steps could just be taken away by tech? I mean, we constantly trying to innovate inside of our companies to make things easier, faster, so that we can do more with less people, so that each person can do less work and be more efficient. Why would we not want the same thing in the real estate world? Why does it have to be so complicated? I would posit that it does not have to be this complicated.
It's a good point.
And we are on the cusp of it not being so. The only reason that it is to make realtors relevant. And I'm saying that as one.
Yeah, you shouldn't need to be made relevant. You should be able to make yourself relevant, and that you...
Yes, you should be forced to be relevant.
Yes.
If you're going to force anything, let's force that. And one more thing on this. After 2008, when the crap hit the fan and the market completely started to fall apart, here comes the government wanting to save our lives. And what do? They regulated the valuation process, and appraisers were caged. The appraisal process was regulated, all completely unnecessary. The market was taking care of this anyway.
Yeah.
All that did was made all of the appraisers equal, made them all relevant. They all cost the same, and therefore service fell off a cliff. They were all scared to death now to actually increase prices, which is a natural thing when people are willing to pay more money. They completely screwed up the appraisal process. I mean, completely screwed it up.
So horrible.
Back in the day, when we actually learned about appraisals, there were three ways that you could appraise a property. Three ways. Now there's one way. Doesn't matter how much the property cost to build. It only matters what the comps are. And when the market fell apart, and the comps were 50% in markets where they shouldn't have been 50%, they couldn't go up. The logic of this is so ridiculous. If you can only comp a property based on another property that just sold, there can never be appreciation.
Yeah.
It's impossible to have appreciation. But that's where it went. And it held there forever until it was forced out of it. Well, that's what the real estate brokerage world has been for a long, long time. When it just got shoved off a cliff, and I'm really happy about it.
We were so happy. I just got a text from Ron, and he was like, oh, yeah, it was so good.
Actually, Heather texted me and said, hey, maybe we should just list all of these properties on the MLS, and I should just join the MLS, and we should just list all these properties, and then these guys could get their loans and whatever. And I sent her this article and said, maybe we don't have to.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm giddy that no one can force. I mean, I'm not a member of any MLS anyway, but I'm giddy that nobody can try to force me to be a member of an MLS anymore.
You know what, though? You just reminded me of one that we haven't fully discussed. The appraisers, when we have appraisals that come in low and we say, I'm sorry, like there's clearly, you know, here's some value because we have sold multiple properties in this development at this price. And sometimes they'll appraise for over asking, Ron. And then the next appraiser will come in and appraise it under value. It's the craziest thing. So we'll send over settlement statements and they'll ask, well, are these on the MLS? Why are they not listed on the MLS? Because they must be collusion if they're not on the MLS.
Yeah. Like the reason they're not on the MLS is because we don't want to pay for the stupid MLS because we don't need it.
Yes, exactly.
There's other realtors who don't need it either. And so all of these other listing sites, they get to compete with the MLS now. That is why the MLS is going bye-bye, in my opinion. They cannot catch up, especially because they have to pay all this money for this lawsuit settlement. They don't have enough money to catch up with the tech. They can't do it.
I mean, what do you want to bet there's already buyout talk somewhere? Like, they can't pay this. And they sent an email to everyone part of the NAR. I got it. And it said that, oh, we're not raising dues and we're going to have to scrimp and save, but we're going to make this payment. Like, we'll be okay.
Whatever.
I'm like, yeah, who are you talking to that's buying you out?
Yeah, I don't know, man. But that would be a huge buy if one of these like tech companies bought the NAR and all the MLSs and upfitted them. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
If I were Zillow, Redfin, any of these, I would be making a play for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
100%. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Anyway, now realtors can list anywhere they want. They don't have to list on the MLS. And it is a bright, beautiful day in the real estate brokerage world. Some people are going to disagree with me, Heather, but that's okay. We're just going to have to agree to disagree. I'm feeling a lot of sun right now.
But there were two articles you read that said home prices are going to go up and then they're going to go down. I mean, there's obviously two sides. So bring the comments.
Tons of speculation out there, people. But here's the one thing that I'm comfortable speculating on. Multiple listing service, irrelevant. Sooner the better. And on that happy note, till next week, get out there and make something happen.
This has been the Get Real Podcast. To subscribe and for more information, including a list of all episodes, go to getrealestatesuccess.com.